Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, gun to head. Would you rather bang your niece or your nephew? Sorry. I figured we'd just start as low as possible.
Or hair sandwich.
Or eat a hair sandwich. And then go upwards from there since we degenerated yesterday pretty bad.
A little bit. Jesus. So,
that was a nice start.
I figured we'd start off that way. That way it can't continue lower.
Don't throw that challenge down.
And if you're thinking about the question, by the way, you're a sick puke. I didn't even think about it. I just... on my head right away, what could I think of that's the worst thing I could say? There were a couple other ones in there that I shied away from, but that's what I came up with. So.
First thought
that's
wrong.
An easy one for me because I don't have any nieces.
So you'd bang your nephews.
Okay. I would just say hypothetical.
Yeah, it's an easy answer.
Yeah.
But we're not going to go there.
No, we're not, Nick. Sorry. Nick forgot about it. Our buddy Austin Anderson, we won't ask him
oh,
that
question. Oh, please don't ask him that.
He'll be here a little later on this morning. We're all kind of confused what day it is because of it's Thursday, right?
Yes, it is Thursday.
Okay. All right. And 420 is actually on Saturday this year.
Oh, yes, it is.
And I'll be in Colorado.
Oh, whoa. Really? Good thing, you'll be able to get some weed.
I can't imagine what you'll be doing in Colorado on 420.
Floating down a mountain.
I have the best, the 15 best stoner movies. Now, these aren't all movies where people just get stoned in. These are movies you get stoned and watch.
I have been in Colorado on 420 on several occasions. And, you know, it's just like any other day.
It's like St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Got except
it. They just drink, right?
And usually the news will cover this. And if it's clear out, they will have a helicopter that hovers over City Park.
And do they puff?
At 420, on 420, everybody takes a hit and exhales. And you see a massive cloud of smoke overhead from the,
China, right?
Right, they can probably do it with a drone now. They don't need a... you know, a TV helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
TV stations don't need helicopters anymore, thanks to drones.
No, they have the drones.
Are you going to be in the cloud?
What's that?
Are you going to be in the cloud?
Oh, no, I'm not going to go downtown.
It'll be around his head for sure.
Yeah.
You know? The cloud will be around his head.
I got some, and my buddy and I are going to the backyard.
420.
I'll be at a wedding.
Oh, you'll be high there then. Okay.
Again, it's also Record Store Day, and I have to think there's a high crossover.
That's not a coincidence.
Do they combine that? It's a Saturday. It's not always a Saturday.
Record Store Day is always a Saturday. It's just a coincidence this year that it happens to fall on 420. And again, I think there's got to be a lot of crossover between those two crowds.
Aren't there several Record
what are you
Store Days
for
every day?
Waiting for a Foo Fighters bootleg or something like that?
Pearl Jam's the big one this year. Pearl Jam's putting out their new album. Comes out on Friday, and then a Record Store Day edition on Saturday.
That's tomorrow.
Are you waiting in line?
My buddy's a big Pearl Jam fan. He mentioned something about it, but he hadn't gotten a hold of me, so I don't think so.
Okay. All right. That's what time they get in line at someone plays, depending on the record store, I guess, in the city, too.
The one I usually go to opens up at 10, and I think the line really starts to form around 7:30, 8 o'clock.
That's not too bad.
You know?
That's not too bad.
No.
It's not 3 or 4 in the morning.
There are people that are...
concert ticket days, you know?
There are people that are there around, like, 5, 6 o'clock.
Oh, there are, then.
But, I mean, like, the meat of the, most of people show up probably 7:30, 8 o'clock and stand for a couple hours.
The last bastion of standing in line.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah. It pretty much is.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go to the record store to get those releases.
Not unless you want to bang an OnlyFans chick on spring break. We'll get into that story a little later on. Yeah.
There were lines forming.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
That's
too,
one of the things
sure.
I hate more than anything.
Standing in line?
Yes.
To bang an OnlyFans?
No, for anything.
Okay. I'm with you.
For a sandwich, for a bathroom, for something I want to do.
We were, I remember like being in line.
Guilty fans, girl.
Down at the, what's the name of the arena in the Power and Light District?
I think Sprint it's now Center. T-Mobile Arena?
Yeah, so this is 12 years ago, probably. I'm down there with some friends of ours, my friends Zach and Tara, and we're taking the ladies to see Bon Jovi. So we're in line. And it was a solid mass of people, not just one straight line, waiting for the doors to open. And first of all, I'm not used to that because in Omaha, you just walk up and, you know, we're spoiled. We get to go through we don't really spoil. In Omaha, we have to go through with the unwashed. We just get better seats. But I'm in line, and it's just packed around us. And, of course, it's Bon Jovi, so it's me. And for some reason, me and Zach got separated from the ladies who were a couple of people behind us.
Because they were trying to lose
like,
you.
It looked
you
like
making out.
We looked like two dudes waiting in line to see Bon Jovi, which is fine. But a lot of dudes like Bon Jovi. But there were just all these girls waiting in line. It was just like, and it was all older women, too, because Bon Jovi, you know, been around a long time. It was like just this massive crowd, and it wouldn't move. And I started freaking out. I started being, I'm starting to freak out here. This is crazy. You know, I don't like lines. I'm with you on that. You know,
were you getting claustrophobic?
That's the worst.
A little claustrophobic at one point. Yeah. You know, I elbowed a few chicks, knocked them down. Melee started. They made the news.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I think I lost I think it was Aerosmith 1998 on the floor, a GA floor, and it was just like, everybody was shoulder to shoulder, packed.
When it's shoulder to shoulder.
I mean, like, you could not move. And it's like, that was the last time I was like, okay, I'm done with GA floors. Forget this.
But Nick is right about just lines in general.
I'd rather be packed in than the line. Just waiting for anything sucks.
You wait in line for that roller coaster at Hershey Park. You got bit by a raccoon. We did that story. Raccoon savage.
I think that's mainly the reason I hate amusement parks is the lines.
It's all day.
It's an hour and a half of a line for a 90-second ride.
Yeah.
I hate when I walk into a gas station. There's three people in front of me.
I'm with you on that.
Good God, why are we alive?
I think one of the lines I hate the most is waiting to check yourself out at the grocery store.
Yep.
There's nobody ready to check you out, and all the self-checkouts are being used, so you got to stand around with your bag in your hand, like I'm used to doing.
Yeah. And your groceries.
Yep.
I'm glad you brought that up.
You just have to wait in the stealing line.
There's a... a Walmart in Missouri. It's outside of St. Louis. Now, I love how they're being coy about this, basically. They're taking out all the self-checkout kiosks, replacing them with traditional lanes. And we all know why people do that. Because, first of all, I know jobs go away, but I'll be honest with you. They are convenient to go through. They're very convenient. You can get real quickly. You have to wait in line behind a bunch of people. You boop, boop, and you're out of there.
You don't have to talk to anybody.
But they're not saying that. They're saying that they're doing it. They reached out to customers, improving store and experience. Give our just say we get we're ripped off.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't want to accuse their own customers.
You're doing that
because this is a whole big stupid statement. Our managers look for ways to innovate within the stores and pay close attention to customer feedback. Blah blah blah. Now it's not a national thing yet with Walmart. They're leaving it up to each Walmart managers to do this, but they don't say it anywhere in this that people are ripping them off.
We're losing our ass.
We know that's
ass.
The reason. We know that's the reason.
Oh, totally.
Because they are convenient. They are convenient.
But it better be a trade-off. If they're going to take all the other the self-check,
add more.
You better have at least a half a dozen checkers going at all times.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Walmart, yeah. They won't.
No, they won't.
They'll be real slow.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other
right,
day.
They're going to talk to you.
Well, you can't do other, but like, think about if you like if your like insurance bill you pay online was like, hey, somebody might be watching you.
Yeah.
What are you going to pay?
That's a good point.
Bought a Nick great, the other day analogy. When I went to the grocery store because they didn't have a little, any of those baskets.
Yeah.
Red baskets.
Oh, yeah.
So I just, there's a self-checkout right when you walk in the door. And I just grabbed a bag from the self-checkout. And you could probably walk around with that. So I was shopping, just putting stuff in a plastic bag.
There you go.
And you probably could have just walked out with
That's
that.
That's genius.
Yeah, or just taken another bag and loaded some stuff up and paid for that and then walked out with the two bags.
Todd's or if you had the bag and the cart and you could just show up in the self-checkout with some stuff already bagged, like you already paid for it, you're set.
I'm surprised they let you do that.
You're set. You're set in your life of crime, right?
So I'm just throwing some out there for the, for the criminals and for people who want to save a little money.
True.
The criminals.
Yeah, and when we discuss this, it's not a mom and pop grocery store.
No, I don't feel bad for these. But they're afraid to even say it. They don't want to accuse their customers of ripping them off. So they're giving this the spin on it. It's in the USA.
Well, I told you the grocery store that we go to every week, it's like they had put in the bigger, you know, self-checkout lanes, the ones that don't have the little weighted thing on this, so you can, you know, check out a whole rack full of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they just updated the technology on those things, put in these whole brand new things, and then they've never been open. I've never...
Oh, really?
They've had these really nice self-checkout lanes down at the end for like 3 months, and they've been closed ever since they got installed.
Are they the ones with the rollers where you can check a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
You have a lot of stuff, a cart full?
Yeah. Yeah, instead of the little ones up, you know, on the other end.
Yeah, it's a big surprise. Let customers pay what they want didn't work out.
Yeah, it says here, at Target in March, they said they'd begin to limit self-checkout lanes to 10 items or less.
Best offer.
I kind of like that.
What do you feel like this is worth?
I've seen the Target, the big signs, 10 items or less. But again, then there's only two checkers working, and they both got five people in line.
Who's going to police that?
Right.
Well, yeah, and who's counting to 10?
You're right. And I've seen people check out full-size. Oh, my wife's done that. We check out full-size grocery carts at the self-checkout because she likes to do that. I'm thinking, well, they're going to allow it.
They should change the Dollar Generals and the dollar stores to all self-checkout, and it's called Best Offer.
Yeah. Right.
you just pay them what they want.
Or Best Offer store.
What does this feel like to you?
It says customers will be limited to five items or less at Dollar General locations with self-checkout kiosks. I mean, nobody's going to count. They never counted back in the day anyway.
Oh, at five items, just stop. There's no point, you know. Just get rid of it if you're going to limit it to five items.
Yeah,
I mean,
most
people have more than five items.
Unless you're running in, just get a bottle of booze or something like that.
And they should also give you a little card if you're a frequent booze purchaser, so you don't have to wait for somebody to come over and approve your booze purchase.
Like TSA pre for the self-checkout.
Like something like that. Yeah.
Right, if your ID has a barcode on it, why can't you scan that yourself?
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably because they want to make sure it's you.
Yeah, make sure it's not fake or make sure the picture matches up.
Yeah. My wife had one of those things that happened, and I know they're allowed to happen, but she was in line with my son. And this is funny. She'd get, like, twisted tees, you know? And the lady, and I know they're allowed to do this. If they're standing there with you, they're allowed to ask, they are allowed to say, is the other person 21?
Yeah.
Which is crap, by the way. My wife had never heard it.
Yeah.
So she went a little crazy on the lady. I wasn't there. But the funny, she goes, well, I got to know because you might be purchasing for him. But she was.
I am, but that's beside the point.
But she didn't say that. But she said, what's the matter? I'm the adult here. I'm buying the booze. Because, you know, you could be in line with a 10-year-old kid. And they don't, you buy booze then.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, but it's one of those things they allow themselves to do, but the lady just finally backed off, said, oh, whatever, no big deal.
Like, what is she, a substitute teacher?
Exactly. Give me a break. That would happen to me, because I've even told Ryder, because I knew that happened before. I've heard people say that. It's very rare if someone brings it up. But I've said, especially when he was like 15 or 16, I said, Ryder, don't come stand in line with me when I get this booze, because I don't want them asking if you're 21 and that crap, you know, because I might just lose my
I remember being in our 20s and, like, you know, both of us going through the, you know, buying some alcohol, going through the checkout, and both of us getting carded, you know,
my wife and I
same time. Yeah. Now we need to see both of your IDs. Okay, fine, here.
All right.
They got to do that.
When my dad was underage, you know, it was a long time ago, but... Right. You know, unlike his students, but when he would have, I was an infant. He said he would put the beer right next to the diaper, the formulas, and just look at him and like, I dare you.
I need this
beer.
This is needed.
Right. Yeah.
Oh man! All right. Cameron. Excuse me. Austin Anderson, going to join us today. It's Thursday, not Wednesday, right?
It is. Yes.
All right.
And then
all
tomorrow
right.
is Friday.
And that's Aaron Weber, who's the funny bone.
Yes, he is.
And Nick's out doing some comedy in Council Bluffs this weekend.
Yes, tomorrow night, Friday night, Maggie Mays.
All right, come on back.
This is the Don and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.